Want to show off your patriotism and love for firearms? You need to check out Goat Guns. Our authentic die-cast miniature gun replicas are a great way to celebrate your rights while adding a unique and high-quality item to your collection. They are fun to build and make a great display addition to your office, man cave, or anywhere you want to show off your collection. Start your collection today at goatguns.com.
Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 21st day, first day of spring. Today's summer. See, I'm checking them out, getting them out. First day of summer, okay?
Longest day 2023. In the northern hemisphere. Mm-hmm.
All righty. Now, tonight, folks, what we have way in the back there in the phone booth, we have Dandy Randy, we have Frank in the tank, and we have also Aaron and Eric, right? They're in the phone booth, right? Mm-hmm. Keeping an eye on them, in between us and them, in the glass cage, the brain center of this radio ministry, ready to take and throw his body in front of mine to save me at any time, even though he'd be more likely to throw Lisa out there in front of me to save me. Okay, and is none other than the man with that million-dollar smile, Kyle.
Hey, Pastor Ernie.
There you go. Now, right here, almost live, right here in the studio with me. She flutters and she sputters. She's the studio marm, none other than, well, sometimes they call her what? Lock. Lock the Glock, Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
All right, get out of here. Go on. Now, tonight, folks, he is from The Sword and the Dove. Now, because he missed too many of his Bible questions, I made him stay over here tonight. And this is like a detention. And none other than Pastor Mike Fodor.
Well, thank you, Pastor Ernie, for having me back on your show. I'm honored and looking forward to it this evening.
Okay, you ready to roll? Because things get strange here.
They're pretty strange on our show, 8 to 9. But, yeah, we'll be ready, I think.
All righty. Way out there in Missouri, none other than that master, that longtime preacher, and longtime pastor, and, what can I say? It's Pastor Joe Larson.
The man who's put up with you for all these years and all the bad jokes and humor, and I'm still here.
You're still here. That shows you've got staying power, right?
Staying power, definitely.
Alrighty. I mean, Bloomberg tried to get rid of us, but he couldn't do it, could he?
No. There have been quite a few people who have wanted to get rid of us, but
alrighty, yeah.
We just keep coming back.
We're back, and this is Pledge Week. It's Pledge Week, so we got to start right out of the bat, folks out there. Don't forget, we've got the three books this week. We have got by Dr. Ronnie Floyd. He wrote this back in 2004. He was dead on the money. Everything he said was dead on the money. And so we're asking for a donation of $20 for The Gay Agenda. We're asking for, you heard her on the radio program a couple of weeks ago, Susan Daniels, the rubbish hunter, the rubbish hauler's wife, versus Barack Obama, a true story. And Susan was here. She was referred to the rubbish hauler's wife, Danny Green, killed her husband when they were in competition to each other. And also now we have, next to the Bible itself, my favorite book. Joe, is it your favorite book?
I'd say pretty darn close. It's one of my most used books, let's put it that way.
The Bible Answer Book for Every Need. And it is absolute dynamite, folks. I've been doing this for 50 years, and I use it all the time. In fact, about every pastor I know, do you have one of these, Mike?
I don't have that one.
We'll
no.
make sure you'll get one, okay?
Wow. Okay. Thank you
and,
much.
It is a handy little tool.
The more useful it becomes, Mike.
Yep.
I believe so. I was scanning through it a little bit earlier.
All right. Well, you'll be more ready for Kyle the next time than we
yes,
we,
in our yeah. part two of our 20 questions episode.
I know. Okay. Well, we got to get into it. You notice how hard that was for me? That's that new shoulder. It's still breaking it in. Mm-hmm. It's still a little tough, the region. Anyhow. Phone lines are open at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673 nationwide or 888-281-1110. We really need to hear from you.
That's our credit card line. If
yep.
you want to use a credit card and instead of just making a pledge, make a donation, use that line.
All righty. Bob in New Jersey pledges 25. Thank you, Bob from New Jersey. Let's start. Joe, remember the title of the message.
Fathers from the Beginning.
And we're going to pick it up tonight. We went through Romans 8. We went through Genesis 4. Tonight we're picking it up in Genesis chapter 9, 1 through 7, with some commentary on the rest of the passage. And so here we're going to take a look at Noah and the Noahic covenant that he gave us. And when we start out, Joe, that Noahic covenant, there was 5 points that God gave us in that Noahic covenant. Do you remember what they were?
I should, but right now you asked me and I'm drawing a complete blank. I was looking at the words. And...
Well, that's okay. Old people often forget things.
Yeah. Governed from...
Oh. All right, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, well... Maybe I'll ask Mike. Hey, Mike, do you know what the points of the Noahic covenant were?
I'm going to guess. I came up with 9, so I should be able to get 5. Rainbow, never flood the world again, no global judgment and water.
All right, that was...
And he said, kind of to go along with it, he'd never destroy all things ever again.
Yeah, but see, those weren't the points. They were in there, but the 5 points were... Five conditions, and I'll...
Five conditions?
Yeah. Those were what we call the 5 points.
Anything to do with capital punishment?
Yep. That is...
That he instituted...
That's a part of number 3.
That's kind of instituted human government in the nations at
this
point.
That's where you got the statute of the death penalty.
Which right. is before the law of Moses.
Absolutely.
So it's still in play today.
Well, there's several sure. things that are still in play today, but let me just, due to time, let me go through this
okay.
real quickly for you. The very first point was to whom the covenant was made. If you would read verses 10 through 12, read verses 10 through 12 and then 15 and 16.
And with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the cattle, every beast of the earth with you, of all that go out of the ark, every beast... I will establish my covenant with you. Never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of the flood. Never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth. 12. This is the sign of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations. I set my rainbow in the cloud, and it shall be for the sign of the covenant between me and the earth.
15 and 16.
And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. The waters shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. The rainbow shall be in the cloud, and I will look on it to remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all the flesh.
So point number 1 was that he to whom he made the covenant, to all men for perpetual generations, to all living beings. So that that spans all seven dispensations. It spans all seven, okay? It's still in effect today. Look at that covenant. Now, point number two was the intent of divine human government. This is describing legitimate, real divine human government. And the intent was, we find in verses 1 through 4. Go ahead, read 1 through 4.
So God blessed Noah and his sons, and he said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth, and the fear of you and the dread of you shall be on every beast of the earth and every bird of the air, all that move on the earth, and all the fish of the sea. They are given into your hand. Every moving thing that lives shall be food for you. I have given you all things, even as the green herbs. But you shall not eat flesh with its life, that is, its blood.
All right. Those lines aren't late. They're not ringing. If I don't see these lines ringing, I won't let Mike or Joe talk anymore tonight. There you go. Right. All righty. So 888, folks. We got to hear from you. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. So the intent was man was to govern for God. Man was to govern for God. Now the third point, and this is the most important, this is the entire purpose. The entire purpose of divine human government given to us in that covenant. And that's verses 5 through 7. Go ahead.
Surely for your lifeblood I will demand a reckoning. From the hand of every beast I will require it, and from the hand of man. From the hand of every man's brother I will require the life of man. Whoever sheds man's blood, by man his blood shall be shed. For in the image of God he made man. And as for you, be fruitful and multiply, bring forth abundantly in the earth and multiply in it.
Okay, so now that's the entire purpose of human government, is to preserve the image of God, that being man. That's the entire purpose. Now, what does our government, what did that Supreme Court in 73, what did they declare the purpose was? To depopulate.
Depopulate.
To exactly that. So they became totally illegitimate. They were only supreme in their rebellion and their sin and their high treason against God, okay? Now, here, when you see that, that's where we get the statute of the death penalty today. Now, going back there, we talked about Adam being the first father of the first born children, men, the father of the first murderer, the father of the first prophet. Then we talked about Eve, who she had thought that maybe Cain was the answer in Genesis 3:5, when the Lord had said that the seed of the woman would crush the head of the seed of the serpent. And she thought maybe he was going to be the first of the seed of the woman, but he wasn't. Cain was the first of the seed of the serpent, okay?
Right.
And then we take a look at Noah here. Now, Noah is the father of repopulating. He was the father of the repopulation of the earth, okay? And so here now, when we take a look at that, so we saw the first point was that to whom it was given. The second point, the purpose was man was to govern for God. The third point was the entire purpose to preserve the image of God. Now, the fourth point was the means by which man was to govern for God. And the best way to find that is 119 Psalm. God's laws, God's statutes, God's ordinances, God's covenants, the entire thing. And then the last point, Scripture says that all nations and people that would be in compliance with the first four would be at peace and not at war with God. There's not many nations today that are at peace with God, are there? Not many that
can't
we can think
of. Too many, no.
And so here,
what was that psalm again, Pastor? You said that so fast.
119th psalm. The 119th psalm.
That's what I thought. But people couldn't write it. If I can't, they can't.
So
and God hasn't changed his mind about be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. He loves babies, spiritually and physically still.
Well, where you got where you just read that there, that's the third time now since Genesis 1 that he said that, to be fruitful and fill the earth. And
I heard it said if you took all 8 billion people in the earth today, you could stand them all in the state of Oregon. We're not overpopulated like they think we are.
Oh, I know that. And well, not only that, but you could actually take the entire population of the world and give them one quarter acre of land in the state of Texas, and a house on a quarter acre of land. People don't know that either, do they?
Really? No. I hadn't heard that one, no.
So here.
Texas is pretty big, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Well, think about the size of the New Jerusalem. Now, think about that. Let's just think of if that was 1,500 miles cubical. There's only two descriptions that fit that. That's a pyramid or a cube. But just think of that, 1,500 miles, if there was, each floor was 1 mile high. Just imagine that would be how many times the landmass of the earth. Many, 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 many times the landmass of the earth, okay? So I'm going to get a mansion, right?
You'll have a mile, 3D piece of land at least.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I won't need an elevator, right? Because I'll be able to fly, won't I?
I think so,
yeah.
Well, you got a new shoulder. You should be able to fly now.
All right. Very good. Let's go over. We still have some time. Let's go over to Genesis 12.
Father Abraham.
Father Abraham, read verses 1 through 3.
I love to. Did this last week on my show. Now the Lord said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
All right, very good. All right, let me see. We have James from Illinois pledges 50. Teresa from Dallas pledges $261. Thank you, thank you. All right, folks, again, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Now, here, Abraham was the father. He was the father of many nations. He was the first father of a nation. So, and actually, he was the father. Read Genesis 17, verse 4.
17:4. Okay. As for me, behold, my covenant is with you, Abraham, and you shall be a father of many nations.
And so when we take a look at that, okay, Abraham made the same mistake that Adam made. Okay, instead of listening to God, he listened to who? His wife.
His wife.
That's right. Now, you see, at this point, right here where you're at, not only do we know...
I don't know if I want to be a part of this discussion. Yeah. Go ahead.
Not only do we know what a woman is here, we know what a woman is. We also know what a wife is. And if you want to know what a wife is someone who remembers every mistake you've made since you've been married. Right, Joe?
Uh-oh.
Pretty close. Good definition.
Like I said, I'm pleading the fifth at this point.
All right, there you go.
Amen, Pastor.
That, right? All right. Now, see, I can say that because I know my wife's sleeping right now. I know it.
Some of ours are not.
I'm smarter than I look, right? Okay, I almost would have to be, huh?
I'm going to have to say yes to that.
All right, there you go.
It's like the whole church would never tell his wife what he says on the radio. It's like they would all keep it quiet, right?
Do you realize you just gave some of them an idea? Oh, no.
And they haven't had it by now? Come on.
Already, okay.
I might say in Sarah's defense, the first time she was wrong, but the second time she was right. God says, listen to your wife. She's right on this one. So she did.
Well,
all right.
We had that. Well, you know, I tell you, she got away with something that not many people get away with. She lied to God, okay?
Sarah?
Yeah, she sure did.
How did she lie to God?
Well, she was standing in the door of the tent.
Oh, when, that's, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I did laugh when she laughed.
Yeah, and if I would have done that, bad things would have happened to me. I could have been turned into a toadstool or something, right? But no. Anyhow, folks, let's when we take a look at that. So Abraham was the father of many, many nations. And here, let's go to, well, we don't have time.
He was the first Hebrew.
Yeah, he was the first Hebrew. But he was also the father of the Arab nations, too.
Right.
And so here, we're going to, when we get into, the well, when we go back to where we started, in Romans 8, with God the Father, we were talking about what? We are heirs to him in Romans 8. So we're heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. And that means what? That means all that God owns, we're part owners, right? So if you get out there and you look up in that sky and you see all those planets out there, am I going to get one of those, Mike?
Only if you're a Mormon male do you get your own planet to populate.
All righty. Okay.
Did I really say that on the air?
All right. Okay.
Of course we can. We do.
All right. We got to give that number out. We got to get the phones ringing because Teresa from Dallas was the last one brought up. Wait. Here comes one now. Folks, it's 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. Paul in Texas pledges 50. Thank you, Paul. Okay, we're going to play. You know what? I'm going to play that little clip now. You ready? Play that 2 minute clip.
I'd like to yield the balance of my time to my colleague from California, Mr. Schiff.
Mr. Durham, DOJ policy provides that you don't speak about a pending investigation, and yet you did, didn't you?
I'm not exactly sure what
you're referring to. When the Inspector General issued a report saying that the investigation was properly predicated, you spoke out in violation of Department of Justice policy, to criticize the Inspector General's conclusions, didn't you?
I issued a public statement. I didn't do it anonymously. I didn't do it through third persons.
Nonetheless, you violated department policy by issuing a statement while your investigation was ongoing, didn't you?
I don't know that. If I did, then I did, but I was not aware that I was violating some policy.
And you also sought to get the Inspector General to change his conclusion, did you not? When he was concluding that the investigation was properly predicated, did you privately seek to intervene to change that conclusion?
This is outside the scope of the report, but if you want to go there, we asked the Inspector General to take a look at the intelligence that's included in the classified appendix that you looked at and said that that ought to affect portions of his report.
And you thought it was appropriate for you to intervene with an independent investigation by the Inspector General because he was reaching a conclusion you disagreed with. You thought that was appropriate.
That's not the premise isn't right. The Inspector General circulated a draft memo to a number of agencies and persons. Our group was one of them. We were asked to review that draft and bring to his attention any concerns that we had or disagreements.
And when he refused to change his report, you violated
Mr. Chairman, I insist on regular order.
Well, it's not even his time. It's Ms. Lofgren's time. So the gentleman yields back to Ms. Lofgren, who's not here, so the time has expired.
All righty. That was Adam Shifty Shift. Right now, today, in Congress, a majority of the Congress people out there, if you ask them who is the biggest liar in Congress right now, who is the biggest liar, it's not Nancy Pelosi now, it's Adam Schiff, and that's what they're saying. Why? Well, that's pretty obvious. All of what he made up, everything that he had made up about the Trump, all of the lies that he had told, and he told lies under oath. So guess what's happening? Finally, he's being censored. And praise the good Lord for this. And Adam Schiff, leave the little boys alone, Adam. Leave the little boys alone. Alrighty. We're going to switch now, and we're going to go over and start doing some lightning rounds. Lightning rounds. You ready for lightning rounds?
Okay. I hope so.
All righty. I'll give that number out very quickly, folks, before we go to lightning rounds. 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. All right. There you go. What do you have there?
I got an article, 11 Signs That Humanity Is Doomed and Won't Survive Much Longer on Planet Earth by Mike Adams. He quotes former UN weapons inspector Scott Ritter believes it will be global nuclear war in 2023. This will be the last year of humanity on Earth, and he challenges anyone to prove him wrong. I would tell him he's going to be wrong for sure. We are not going to destroy the entire planet by thermonuclear war. God has promised that. Prophecy tells us that. Other experts believe that it'll happen end-day scenario by bioweapons release, perhaps in time for the 2024 election to make that impossible. They claim the U.S. Department of Defense is accelerating deployment of biological weapons. Others believe global famine will be deliberately engineered and will spell the end of Western civilization. The war in Ukraine was put in place on purpose to cause widespread famine across Western Europe and the globe. They claim the Ukraine farming sector won't recover for at least 20 years. And U.S. is now, according to the report, sending depleted uranium tank munitions to the region. Didn't realize this.
Oh, yeah.
Which has disperses radioisotopes across the farmland, rendering the region contaminated for generations. Ukraine produces normally 10% of global wheat, 15% of barley and corn, and over 50% of sunflower oil. Thanks to this war, provoked by the USA and NATO by baiting Russia into going into Ukraine, food production is now essentially zero there.
Absolutely. But they're right about that. That's what they did. It's all about money, and it's all about control and with what is taking place out there today. So, Pastor Joe, what do you have for us? Joe?
The CDC chief knew COVID vax didn't work while pushing the shots. Our old friend Peter LaBarbera, writing for World News Daily, a newly unearthed email by former CDC Director Rochelle Walensky reveals that she, former NIH Director Francis Collins, and Dr. Anthony Fauci discussed the dangerous vaccine breakthroughs of COVID infections at the same time they were telling the public, us, that the vaccines would prevent us from being infected, a narrative that they would continue for months. Her redacted email, produced through a Freedom of Information Act, is dated 30 January 2021, right after the Biden government began rolling out the vax, the poison poke, which shortly became mandatory for all military service members, government workers, and, of course, the corporate world picked it up, and they started punishing all Americans who refused to take the shot. So in the email, she writes, I had a call with Francis Collins this morning, and one of the issues we discussed was that of vaccine breakthroughs. This is clearly an important area of study and was specifically called out this week. And she writes, linking to the memo and all this at the Journal of American Medical Association. And it goes on, Nancy and I discussed this briefly weeks ago, and I understand that. And then they have this big redaction. I understand that. And then after the redaction, should we discuss what's the next best step forward? Collins is discussing with Tony, with Fauci. Thank you all, Rochelle. And it goes on, and it's a little more complicated than, you know, you get into the weeds. But basically, we've got these emails where they admit and knowing about this, and the reaction in the world. Remember Dr. Bhattaracharya? I probably messed that up. The professor there at Stanford School of Medicine, he said, stunning revelation, three quick items. Director Walensky knew about the vax breakthrough infections in January. So did Fauci. They continued to push the mandates anyway. And CDC is abusing its COIA redaction privilege because this was not a classified email. So the big part that was redacted was illegal, and we should be able to get it unredacted. And different people are speaking out all over. They are mad, very angry, and more people will be responding shortly.
The thing of it is you can tell people, and people see things over and over, and it's like if they're waiting for some confirmation from the mainstream media to tell them what they just saw or what they know is for real. Going back to the 1980s, we were telling people, I was sitting in their meetings with the World Health Organization, with Planned Predators, with all of these, with ACLU, with the Sierra Club, and they were talking about depopulating the planet. This is back in the 1980s, okay? They had their little ark, their own ark with the things that were in there. And back then, they were talking about how they wanted to reduce the world's population to 500 million people. This goes all the way back there. And I sat in their meetings. They didn't know who I was. They all thought I was with a different group. And they spoke openly. They talked about wars, starting wars. They talked about starvation. They talked about diseases, starting diseases. And they talked about vaccines to depopulate vaccines.
And plagues. Vaccines and plagues.
Right. Now, we were telling people, we knew all along, okay, Joe, 3 weeks before the first person had taken a shot, before anybody had taken a shot, you were right here with us. We did that program on what was in these vaccines. We did that program showing people that every one of the test animals, every one of the test animals on this so-called vaccine, which wasn't a vaccine at all, experimental, right, died. Now, when they take these test animals and every single one of them dies, and then they're saying, no problem, we're gonna just test it on humans, see how many of them die now too, right? And that's what they did. And the point was to depopulate the planet. They had
people
six.
People do not want to believe that.
Right. Now, how many times do we tell people, and how many people have we heard from who over the years since they started with these things saying, boy, I'm glad I listened to you, and all of the stories and the letters we've gotten from people, those that have taken the shots, those that have family members that took them, and how many have died. And by the way, even the Cleveland Clinic who were promoting and pushing, acknowledged that if you were vaccinated, you were four times more likely to get COVID, four times more likely to get it. So listen, here's a question. This is a math question. You ready, you guys? Well, to you. If you're four times more likely to contact COVID, how many times more likely are you to die from it?
Four times.
You guys are brilliant. You're brilliant. All right.
Wow.
And we've been trying to...
a scoop of ice cream on top. You know the group Pharma?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Pfizer, I'm sorry. The pharmaceutical company Pfizer. Guess what? They are the pharmaceutical that has funded the LGBTQ, whatever, all that stuff, index scoring for hospitals to promote the gender ideology. So one of the companies that produced one of the poison pokes is also out there helping promote gender ideology and the
mutilation
and abuse of America's children. I'd sure like to have everybody quit taking any product made by some of these companies. They deserve it.
Pfizer is, it's just unbelievable.
evil and wicked.
And by the way, folks, again, pharma. You have to. Pharmakia means witchcraft. Pharmakia means witchcraft. Okay. All right. Here you go. All right. Right now, tonight, we need to continue this radio program. We are 5,600. We need 5,600 tonight from here. And we want to just say, okay, Anonymous from Florida just pledged 1,000. Thank you, Anonymous. Thank you very much. Okay. All right. And so...
Some God has blessed people out there with the ability to have a professional practice, business, or maybe they're in music or theater, and God has given them a talent for creating jobs, making money, and
He's asking to be matched. Okay, He's asking to be matched out there. So
yeah,
all right.
I was just going to say, I bet He's asking others to do likewise.
Well, you know what, Joe. We put our money where our mouth is, don't we, here in this program? Well, I've already matched twice this week already. But you know what? I'm going to match a third time. I'm going to go one more time. And that's Doers of the Word Baptist Church. We're going to go one more time. We're going to match 1,000, okay? So tomorrow, you know, that's three times for me. Either you and Mike have to match the 1,000. But... tonight, I'll do it one more time. Put me in for another 1,000. All right.
Wow.
All right.
Hey, I want to throw one more thing. Last night, we did that story, Validate, about how the truth comes out. CDC confirms heart disease risk soars 13,200% among the vaccinated. The risk of myocarditis is 133 times greater than the general population. That autoimmune heart disease, think about that, 13,200% higher in people who are vaccinated. The more you're vaccinated, the higher the risk. So now we've got the emails proving they lied, they knew, all these, you know, people having heart attacks, people dying. We have people who need to be charged with murder.
They should be, but here's the ironic thing.
Yeah,
they're telling you, like Cleveland Clinic. Cleveland Clinic is telling you, yes, you're four times more likely if you take the shot to get the COVID and die from it. Yet at the same time, they're still promoting it. They're still telling you need to take it, okay? And I tell you who else is pushing it, and that's the VA, okay? They're pushing it.
The VA is still pushing it.
So you ask a number of these people that are actually working there, did you take it? Tell me the truth. No, I didn't take it, okay? But they're pushing it. See, that's their job, right?
Mm-hmm.
Folks, that's the world we're living in today. Alrighty. Good news. Marjorie Taylor Greene is converting articles of impeachment against Dirty Chris Ray into privileged resolution. Okay, now that's a different thing. When you go to privileged resolution, you can get it. A full House vote. You can get a full House vote on it. Here's the problem that we have. This is why they had a hard time getting censoring when we were just talking about Adam Schiff's shift is because of rhinos. The rhinos that are running loose. And right here, we have some of them here in Ohio. They were unable to get it the first time. This last time, they finally passed it. Because we named the rhinos off over the air, and they heard from the people out there. The rhinos are the ones you got to watch, folks. They're raunchy rhinos. They're horrible, horrible people. So there you go. All right. So good news here. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, I like her. She's a feisty little woman. Announced today she's turning her articles of impeachment against Dirty Chris Ray into a privileged resolution. This will force the House to hold an immediate vote on the merits. So we're going to see who votes against it. We're going to mark the rhinos, okay? Chris Ray has done, he has committed treason. He has committed high treason, folks. And we can't, see, if you...